Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchless.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is September 12th. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for being supporters of our site. I will mention, thanks for sticking around. Hey, I know football happened and you're still here and we're going to still be here through the end of the year just for you, for your playoffs, for your roto leagues. We got you covered. Johnny Cueto does not, though. 4.2 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks, 8 whiffs. Just not good against the Athletics yesterday. And the question really is do you have to hold on to this now? We get the Tigers next. You're going to start Cueto there. That's the Guardians and then Minnesota twice. I think it's really important with guys like Cueto, guys like Merrill Kelly, who have had these amazing runs, sub-3 ERAs through the season, you feel obligated that you have to roll with them through the end. You don't. You really don't. Matchups are making it work for Cueto, not for Kelly. But that's really the message that I want to send, because we all knew that this stuff is not going to last. And it might not be lasting long enough through the end of the year. Brady Singer against the Tigers, aforementioned Tigers. 7 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. We're good there. I mean, he did exactly what he's supposed to do. Now he gets the Red Sox, though. And he's a cherry bomb to me a bit. That's a little bit more questionable. I'm going to say bomb probable start if I have Brady Singer. But that essentially means like 50 to 60% chance of success. So, good luck. Mitch Keller has been going well here. He won against the Cardinals. 7 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. But now he gets the Mets. Not going to do this. Only 56% strike rate on his four-seamer. 3 out of 39 whiffs on his breaking balls. Like, it just seems so wrong. I really just can't buy into it. You're going to hear some guys get really into Mitch Keller. Well, he had this 2 months spread. I'm not doing any of it. Rich Hill. I mean, I'll probably be one of those guys, just so you know, just to mention that. All right. Rich Hill, 5 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 Ks. He's a cherry bomb. He did well against the Orioles. Good luck. He could get the Royals next. Could go well. Could be terrible. Yeah, his last two starts were not good. Aaron Nola in this game against the Nationals, same with Anibal Sanchez. It was rained out, or at least had a delay, sorry, I should say, after 2 innings, which was really unfortunate because he was doing well. 2 hits and 2 Ks and 2 innings. Unfortunate. John Berbia was part of a bullpen game for the Giants, same with Domingo Germán. I'm surprised they just let him go 14 pitches. What's going on here? The Yankees have 2 days off, so they decided, you know what, we're going to do short rest for Germán here, 3 days, so that you can be a part of this bullpen game, so we save our relievers a bit more. But if it's 14 pitches, like why 14 pitches? You can throw like 30, 40 in a bullpen on the side, right? In 3 days, I don't know. It feels like he could have gotten more, but then again, are they really even going to be starting Domingo Germán? Because they could go Gerrit Cole on Sunday next week instead of Germán, and that would be against the Brewers. I don't feel like you need to hold on to Germán and skip some really good streams this week. Say the Orioles guys against the Nationals. You have Bailey Falter against the Marlins. Hunter Brown, if he's still out there going against the Tigers. I would not be holding on to Domingo Germán for that potential start against the Brewers, which might not even be that good. So keep that in mind. Taijuan Walker did exactly what he's supposed to do against the Marlins. 7 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts, 5 hits, and now he gets the Pirates. And I know they messed them up last time, but Pirates, right? You got this, buddy. Kyle Bradish did really well against the Red Sox. 7 innings, 1 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. I'm not quite buying it. The slider can be really good. This was really more of a start of the changeup and four-seamer not allowing hits. And I don't know how much I'm going to lean into that next year. We'll talk about it a lot. Thing is, he's missing both the Nationals and the Tigers in those two series for the Orioles, and instead getting the Jays and the Astros and the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's possible to do that, and it would be so frustrating. So look, if Kyle Bradish gets the Tigers, that's great. I don't know what's going to be. I don't feel you need to hold on to Kyle Bradish right now for that potential one. Monitor it through the week. Now, Shane Bieber against the Twins took care of business. Ace is going to ace. Marco Gonzalez against Atlanta. Hey, good stuff here. He gets the Angels next. I think that's okay. Is he going to be at the bottom of probable start? I guess so. He's such a Toby. Martin Perez against the Jays. Now, he is doing much better. This was a lot more of the pristine command that we saw earlier in the season. This is nice against the Jays. Six innings, one and run, two. It's two walks, seven Ks. And now he gets the Rays and gets the Angels. I'm in. Let's go. Jose Quintana did exactly what he was supposed to do against the Pirates. Wade Miley, nice streaming victory here. Five innings, one and run, four. It's one walk, five Ks, 75 pitches. Now he gets Rocky Road and the Pirates. Keep holding on to Wade Miley. Much rather this than Domingo Germán. Andrew Heaney against the Padres did exactly what he's supposed to do. Did not allow all those home runs. Five innings, one run. Good stuff. We just keep starting Andrew Heaney. Trevor Richards was part of this bullpen game. And Yusei Kikuchi was involved. And yeah, just no, nothing. Okay. Cole Irvin did well against the White Sox. Now he gets the Astros and the Mets. You're not doing that. Brandon Woodruff, he's going to ace against the Reds. He goes against the Yankees now. Who cares? You're going to start him. Josh Winder is now pitching for the Twins. I keep in mind Tyler Mahle and Chris Archer out of that rotation with injuries, so we might see more Tyler Winder. And he threw 67 pitches here, four innings, two earned runs, four hits, one walk, four Ks against the Guardians. He does have a good schedule ahead if he were to stick in this spot in the rotation: Cleveland, the Angels, and the Tigers. Maybe you're going to be in after that next start against the Guardians for the Angels and the Tigers. Keep an eye on him. Zach Gallen could not continue his scoreless inning start or streak. He had one bad inning in the fourth inside of Coors. 300 runs, four hits, but everything else was amazing. Six innings, zero walks, and 11 strikeouts, 19 whiffs for Gallo's pull. How could you not be a Gallo guy? Just starting the rest of the way. Don't think about it. Luis Garcia against the Angels, kind of disappointing. I don't know why he's throwing more curves. He's throwing a lot more curves than cutters. The cutter is a way better pitch, and always has been. You know, I feel like that astronaut meme looking at the Earth. Five innings, 300 runs, eight hits, zero walks, four Ks. Why are you throwing this curve? I don't get it. I'm sure I'm missing something. I think you keep starting Garcia, though, as he goes against Oakland. Joe Musgrove is not doing well. I mean, it's the Dodgers, but he has not been cruising. Five innings, four and runs, 5.1 innings, four and runs, six hits, one walk, and five Ks. He gets the Arizona Diamondbacks next, and that's, you're going to do that. He does get Coors and the Dodgers after. I really just hope things are on the upswing. I will say, he was good through four innings. Slider and curveball were better. This was the fifth and the sixth, messing him up for two runs each. Good luck. Tyler Alexander, you're not going to do. Jake Odorizzi was delayed due to arm fatigue. Finally came back against the Mariners. Wasn't exceptional. I will say, I think he pitched better than the line. 3.2 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. It was one of those starts where it was precision, and he just needed to pull the fastball down a little bit more into the zone. It would have been all right. So now he gets the Phillies twice, and I think that could actually work. 71 pitches means he's going to be like 80 to 85 or something along those lines. Yeah, that could work. Ryan Feltner, no way. Tucker Davidson, no way. Justin Dunn, no way. And Luis Patino, no way. And Jesus Luzardo, 3.1 innings, 5 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks against the Mets. Unfortunately, that's what happened. Now he gets 90 light in the Cubs. You're going to auto-start him for both of those. Nothing here is saying, oh no, everything's terrible. He just didn't have his curve and change up like he normally does. It happens. At least the heaters were 96 plus. Looking forward to today and tomorrow. We're not going to do a full thing of the list because the list is expected schedules. I'm excited to show that. I think it's an amazing thing. And I'm going to go over that today. I don't have any sort of updates for you in that regard. But I do really like Hunter Brown. So I'll tell you that. Go get him. But I will do today and tomorrow's streamers on this Monday. Then, of course, tomorrow we'll go through Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll be covering you guys a ton when it comes to who to sit and who to start moving forward. So today, Spencer Strider, Chris Bassett, Framber Valdez, Tyler Anderson in that order. We had some changes here. No Kyle Wright, no Jacob deGrom. Make sure that Spencer Strider and Bassett are in your lineups. And it's not Hunter Brown today. It's tomorrow, so that means Framber Valdez. Lots of late changes here. All those are auto starts. Jose Berríos and Reed Detmers are probable starts, and they're kind of questionable. I get it. I think I'm going with both of them. Berríos gets the Rays, while Detmers gets the Guardians. I hope that Reed Detmers has his mechanics tweaked and he's back to normal. He's not facing the Astros now. It's the Guardians. That's good. And Jose Berríos with the Rays, he's a cherry bomb, and we know this, but come on, you got this, buddy. Questionable start to your Glenn Otto, Trevor Rogers, and Alex Cobb. Glenn Otto is our stream pick of the day against the Marlins. Could work. The Marlins are really bad, and Glenn Otto does have good breaking balls. Trevor Rogers is on the other side. He has a tougher matchup against the Rangers. Changeup was looking really nice last time, and I think he's really close to being the Trevor Rogers we want him to be. While Alex Cobb gets Atlanta, that's a tough matchup. I don't know what is going to happen here. In the do not start tier, there's John Gray and Braxton Garrett both coming back against each other. in this doubleheader from the Still Ill. Now, John Gray, one reporter from Dallas was saying he expects likely 50 to 60 pitches from John Gray. I don't know how dependable that is, but we just don't know enough. It's a Still Ill situation for a reason. We don't know what the velocity is. We don't know how rusty he's going to be. We don't know how long he's going to go. It is the Marlins. It's up to you here if you want to activate him. I'm just going to follow my Still Ill rules and put him in do not start. But I understand if you want it in questionable. I understand if you even want it in probable. I get it. Braxton Garrett is an easier one of just like, all right, fine. It's the Rangers. It's a tougher matchup. We don't really know anything. Just we'll see what happens there. Not as high of a ceiling as John Gray. Mike Minor's also here. He gets the Pirates and Connor Pilkington against the Angels. Again, do not want to start these guys. It's do not start. I understand they have chances to go 5-6 innings against weak offenses. That's why they're higher here. Eduardo Rodriguez, I don't want to touch the rest of the way. If you have him on your teams, get rid of him. The schedule's terrible. His command and repertoire is not good. Don't do that. Bryce Wilson, Javier Assad, Ryan Nelson, and Cooper Criswell close this one out. Ryan Nelson's kind of interesting, but it's the Dodgers. So no. All right, looking forward to tomorrow. We have 34 starters. That means we have 17 games, two different doubleheaders. Oh, boy. Jacob deGrom, Garrett Cole, Sandy Alcantara, Clayton Kershaw, Alec Manoah, Yu Darvish, Kyle Wright, Jordan Montgomery, Logan Gilbert, and yes, Joe Ryan against the Royals, auto start. Logan Gilbert also a little bit tough against the Padres. All of those are auto starts, so Montgomery gets the Brewers. You have probable start. You have Michael Kopech, two starts now from the IL, right? We had one last week. He was okay in that one. Now he gets Rocky Road. He also gets the Tigers at the end of the week. This is a really nice setup for Michael Kopech to get you some redemption if you're in your playoffs and you've had Michael Kopech the entire season. Let's hope that works out. Hunter Brown would be my streaming pick of the day, but he's, I think, like 28% rostered or something crazy like that after one start. I have never seen something like that this late in the season, but he gets the Tigers. I'm starting him. Go for that one. Bailey Falter is the actual starting stream pick of the day as he goes against the Marlins. Keep in mind, the Phillies are expected to activate Zach Eflin tomorrow, which means that this might not happen for Bailey Falter. If he does, he goes against the Marlins. We're doing that one again. Dean Kramer would then be the stream pick of the day as he goes against the Nationals. That could very well work too. So I like all three of those. I would go for those three, Hunter Brown, Falter, and Kramer, and not worry about a lot of the do not starts and questionable starts later this week. That's a really good trio of streams that I would go for. Jeffrey Springs against the Jays is really contentious here. I think Jeffrey Springs has been pitching at such a good level that you should just start him, but it is the Jays and we don't know how long he's going to go for the Rays. The changeup's looking just so good though. Questionable start tier, you have Merrill Kelly against the Dodgers. I kind of don't want to start him, but I can't do him dirty like that. And I understand that some of you guys are going to be like, no, it's sub 3 ERA and he's been doing so well. You don't have to hold on to Merrill Kelly. Remember that. I honestly would get rid of him and go for Dean Kramer against the Nationals instead. Luis Sessa is the very backup streamer if you need someone, if you can't get the other three. He goes against the Pirates. I think it's about 5 innings, though. He's around 80 pitches stretched out. His slider was really good last time, around 50% usage. If he's able to replicate that, that's great. O'Neill Cruz is really hot. It makes it a little bit tougher against the Pirates, but it's not a bad stream. I much prefer than Jose Suarez against the Guardians or Nick Pivetta against the Yankees. There's even a little mini tier inside of this questionable start tier in that way, where I prefer Sessa more so than those last two. Those other two, I understand how it could work. I don't really want to go with them. Do not start tier is massive. Kim Waldachuk against the Rangers. Don't want to do that. It's his third start. Chris Bubich could have his velocity and make it work against the Twins, but it's just so risky. Chad Cool outside of Coors against the White Sox. No thanks. Jacob Junis against against Atlanta, no way. Yoán Oviedo, Drew Hutchinson, it gets a bad matchup. Cole Ragans maybe can work against the Athletics, and I'm like hoping for that one. Adrian Sampson against the Mets, Corey Abbott, Cody Morris, Josh Lindblom, Josh Fleming. I mean, three unknowns with the Blue Jays, the Pirates, and the Reds, who are all in these doubleheaders, and it's probably just not worth your time. But all right, that's going to do it for today's Plus Pitch podcast. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, going over Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Good luck this week in your playoffs. But that's going to do it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.